Good morning, this is Amy and Colin presenting your 11 AM set lines. In local news, a man has sustained injuries from a crane accident at a construction site. Police responded to the incident at Bromerton on Wednesday morning over the man, who is believed to be his 40s, as his leg crashed when a crane ran it over. Paramedics has the worker flown to Princess Alexandra Hospital and an investigation is underway to determine the circumstances of the incident.
A search is on for a missing man in Rockhampton. Local police were executing an arrest warrant last night when the Kawana man, aged 36, left the premises and then entered the Fitzroy River to evade police. The man has not been seen since and is described as Caucasian, around 187 cm tall, thin build with brown hair, blue eyes, and was last seen wearing a grey shirt and dark grey shorts.
In national news, veterans uncover evidence that the systematic abuse of Australia's honours and awards system might be illegal, including current Defence Force Chief General Agnes Campbell. The former soldiers angered by the attempts to remove Afghanistan war decoration over alleged atrocities after gaining access to previously unseen documents. Discovered the Defense Department knew that distinguished service were being awarded unlawfully to high-ranking who are not serving in action. In the letter sent to Defence Minister Richard Marbles this year, the group of former soldiers asked him to direct the Defence Honours and Awards Appeals Tribunal to conduct an inquiry into the award of the Distinguished Service Cross and other awards.
Water carters are working as fast as they can as drought conditions begin across the New South Wales Hunter Valley. Alex Merrick, a Brankston Greta water carter, has filled tanks and dams across the Hunter Valley for 12 years and said the Hunter storage dams and sand beds are down a total of 15% on last year. In its October drought statement, the Australian Bureau of Meteorology said Australia had its driest September on record and stated, and I quote, "The month was dominated by high-pressure systems which brought settled weather conditions and cloudless sky for most of the country."
In international news, Canada has reduced its diplomatic presence after India threatened to revoke immunity for 41 Canadian diplomats amid the push over the assassination of a Sikh separatist in June. Canada Foreign Minister Marine Joy confirmed Thursday the diplomatics has been removed, describing the threat as a violation of international laws. Tensions between the two countries have intensified since Canada accused the Indian government of assassination Sikh separatist leader Hardeep Singh Nigger in Vancouver. India has denied responsibility for the assassination.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.
Thanks for all the love you've shown us at 4ZZZ.